Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into
the home team.
And here we go.
By Golden Pantry Food Stores. Eat, drink, be golden. Chris and Tyler with you. Another hour and a half tonight. We'll break a little bit early for Georgia basketball coverage as the Dogs are home to host Oakland from Michigan.
So when we cut out at 6:45, we call that a Tua hour. What do we call it when we cut out halfway through? What's a good name for that? Cupcake hour, playing the FCS team.
What do we call the 6:45 one?
The Tua hour, because you only play three quarters.
Well, they play three quarters, yeah. All right. It's so funny that he ended up like not playing the fourth quarter really of the SEC championship game, man. Although it's not funny because of how it ended, but I guess it's a quirk.
Yeah.
But no one's good enough. They only play a half.
Yeah.
Well, but that would be the, unless you're talking like the Austin Peay hour,
the cupcake hour.
Yeah. Sure. The FCS hour.
The FCS. I like that.
Yeah. The FCS hour.
Not always. Not always the FC, you know.
Every now and then.
Sometimes you got to go all the way.
Every now and then those teams will step it up.
We know that. We know about that firsthand.
Yeah, we almost met our match with Nichols back in 2016. But times are different now, Tyler, from almost losing to Nichols in 2016. Now we're just five-star quarterbacks. Just they can't get on the field here, so they transfer.
It's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
And we're disappointed with going to the Sugar Bowl.
I know. And, now there has been, like, open conversation. I mean, Kirby's, like, acknowledging it. And some of the players are even talking, yeah, I mean, honestly, this isn't where we wanted to be. We'd rather have been in the playoff. And I'm telling you, that bowl motivation is as big a factor as any. If this was a regular season game against Texas, there'd be no doubt in my mind Georgia would win it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Texas is – we wanted to rank the teams on Georgia's schedule this year. I mean, Texas is just – I mean, is Texas necessarily, like, any better than South Carolina or Kentucky? I don't think they are.
I'd say middle of the road. I think they, you know, might be 7-5, 8-4 if they played in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, they lost to Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd beat them by double digits, no questions asked, if this was a regular season game, but it's not.
But, man, Coach Herman is throwing shots across the bow at our running game.
Well, I mean, maybe that'll, you know.
That bulletin board material.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that'll wake Georgia up a little bit. But, you know, even then, I mean, DeAndre Swift might be thinking like, oh, I mean, this isn't a game I need to, like, go all in on. I don't need to hurt my groin again.
You know, I mean,
and
I think.
Rec Brame's Heisman future ticket that he'll be holding on Swift again next year.
I think DeAndre Baker coming back for this game will do a lot to motivate a lot of guys.
I hope so, yeah.
Because he's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
And he's still playing.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be there for his team and close things out.
I agree. I mean, I think that's a positive that, you know, could help spark Georgia in the game. It's, you know, it's hard to ignore Tom Herman's record as an underdog, too, against the spread and straight up. He's won 9 games straight up as an underdog, and he's now 12-2-1 after failing to cover, though, in the Big 12 title game, because that tight end for Oklahoma made that one-handed catch in the end zone.
Yep.
All right, let's dive into today's 5 at 5, brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And Tyler, you may fire when ready.
So we talked about the NFL a little bit earlier on. We did not make any mention of the Falcons, who absolutely blew the doors off of the Arizona Cardinals, which they should have done.
You know who eliminated the Falcons from playoff contention?
Was it the Saints?
No, the Dolphins, by losing to the Vikings.
Really?
Yeah, that was the nail in Atlanta's coffin.
They got beat pretty bad by the Vikings, too.
Yeah, they did.
put up.
I could smell that coming.
Yeah.
The Vikings were awful that Monday night. The Dolphins had that crazy win over the Patriots. Then the Vikings fired their offensive coordinator. They came out, it was 21-0.
You knew something was up.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the game for the Falcons, Tevin Coleman, who's had kind of an up-and-down year to say the least, absolutely showed out and had a great performance. I think he had somewhere around 140 yards. We know we're not going to be able to afford him next year, given all the money we've sunk into the offense, particularly in Devonta Freeman already. So I imagine he's going to get, you know, the chance to be the number one guy somewhere. Where do you think he lands?
Well, you know, what's going to hurt him a little bit is the where Le'Veon Bell lands.
Yeah,
and then
true.
I think teams are going to have to sort out where Bell goes, and then someone will end up picking up Tevin Coleman. I don't know. To me, like, running back in the NFL now is it's an interesting position, because I don't know how many times you can watch the Pittsburgh Steelers play a backup running back and still succeed, until you finally like realize like the position is just not that important. It's been marginalized in the NFL, and you don't need to certainly be drafting running backs with the second overall pick like the New York Giants did.
Right.
I mean, even look. But the Rams are an example of that, too, with Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
They've lost two in a row. All of a sudden, like, Jared Goff isn't playing well. So when the quarterback starts stinking, all of a sudden the Rams are losing games and they've still got Gurley there. But, I mean, watch Pittsburgh from Le'Veon Bell to Connor, then Connor's hurt, and then they just plug Jalen Samuel in there out of – he's a rookie from NC State.
Right.
So I know that Tevin Coleman was probably – he's in that contract year, and he got himself a contract game on Sunday. But I like Ito Smith. I hope he gets healed from his knee injury, and Atlanta will still be fine there.
Well, that's the thing that kind of worried me at the beginning of the season, when I knew that Coleman was going to be gone after this year no matter what, is that, you know, who's going to occupy that number two position. And I would say Ito Smith is pretty similar to him in their abilities and what they can do on the field. So if Freeman is back next year, I feel like having Smith – taking Coleman's place as that number two guy, I don't think it'd be a huge drop off, assuming he comes back fully healthy.
Yeah,
which we hope for.
You know, the main team, when you're thinking about maybe a missing piece at running back, it would be the Jets.
Yeah,
I haven't drafted Sam Darnold. Yeah, but I guess the Jets are kind of probably a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're the New York Jets. But I think Le'Veon Bell to the Jets talk will probably be pretty heated.
Yeah.
Throughout the offseason. I mean, what the Chiefs running back situation is, they had Kareem Hunt. Now they don't. They won't. So.
Speaking of that, I went to Kohl's the other day, and they had a Kareem Hunt jersey on the clearance rack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they sold them out here.
I know.
That's weird.
Sometimes you go to places like that, and they'll have, like, weird stuff that you wouldn't expect to see around here. Like, if you wanted to sell a Chiefs jersey around here, it should be, like, a Justin Houston or a Chris Conley.
Yeah. Why not?
Maybe an old Aaron Murray one.
Yeah.
He played there for a while.
I start seeing Atlanta Legends jerseys now with Murray on it.
That's right. Yeah, I saw an ad.
You did?
Yeah, watching the Patriots and Steelers game. They advertised that during the game.
I must have missed that commercial. I was watching that game, too.
It wasn't a commercial. It was a banner.
Like a lower graphic or
during
something?
During the broadcast, okay. And it said, you know, coming in February.
Yeah, they're going to be right there a week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Atlanta Legends.
Good luck to them. Maybe the Atlanta Legends will break the city of Atlanta's.
Hey, I will say to
pro
that,
championship curse as well.
2 weeks ago, we had Atlanta United.
Right.
This past weekend, Valdosta State won the D2 national championship in a wild game against Ferris State.
Okay.
It's back to back weekends.
Well,
with major championships.
Hey, then maybe it's gonna be happening. Well, the Falcons aren't gonna do it this year.
No.
They're not even in the playoffs.
The Hawks
aren't doing it. Maybe the Braves will be good again and make the postseason, or maybe next year Georgia will get in the playoff, finally beat Alabama.
Make a magical Final Four run.
Maybe.
Maybe they
win the SEC tournament again and
we'll see.
And make a crazy run.
All right, moving on. Obviously, Mel Tucker is off to the Midwest, so Georgia needs to find a replacement at D.C. Kirby said that there's no rush to fill that position right now. Obviously, want to get through the bowl game and everything. Who would be your top candidates to take that spot for next year?
I mean, I guess a lot of the talk has been centered on the guy from the Raiders.
Yeah.
Jeff likes Bob Shoup,
okay,
who's at Mississippi State, because Mississippi State had a really good defense this past season.
One of the best.
They had a great defensive front. So he'd be in another one. I don't know. I mean, that's one where it's funny with coordinators. That's one where you don't necessarily have, like, short lists. And I'm fine with if, you know, Kirby takes a guy that's maybe just an off-the-radar assistant. I don't like the savior coordinators, the ones that come to town already with a big name.
Yeah.
They don't always, I feel like, work out. But then again, the savior coordinators entering a spot where the coach is probably on the hot seat. I mean, that's not the case in Athens, but...
I think it also helps out, too, that, you know, Kirby, he's obviously a defensive-minded coach, so he has a lot of influence over what happens on the defense. So, you know, he doesn't need somebody to come in that to run the entire ship. You know, he's still got a pretty good influence on his own, you know, being a DC all those years and everything. So just somebody to kind of step in that role and adjust to what Kirby's already got going here.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, one thing, too, that Mel Tucker did not he did not struggle with that, you know, even at times Kirby, I mean, he knows it himself and worked with Saban, is the idea that you're the coordinator, but the head coach who's got the defensive background is really the one calling all the shots.
Right.
Which, of course, in Alabama, whenever Alabama lost, it was Kirby's fault. But when they won, well, you know, Saban is the one who really is
defensive genius
guiding that defense there. But, you know, I mean, Mel never had that problem in Athens.
No,
and, you know, he went on and 3 years in, he ends up as a head coach at Colorado. But I would tell preference not to hire Todd Grantham.
No. I think there'd be riots if we hired him.
Oh, I know. I'm kidding. There's no way. Or Brian Van Gorder.
Ew.
Which is funny. Like, the only place he's really been any good was here.
Yeah.
Right? The rest of his career, he's, like, stunk, no?
I think he was okay with the Falcons.
Oh, you give him an okay there?
I can't even remember the specific seasons he was there. But, yeah, everywhere else is just...
He was there early, like, in the first part of the Mike Smith era.
Yeah, I think so. I'll give him the nod that he's the most football-looking football coach I've ever seen.
It looks like Uncle Rico from
Napoleon
Dynamite.
When he has the mustache, yeah. But he looks like a very aggressive guy. So at least he looks like a coach. But, yeah, no.
No, but everywhere else he's been.
So-so.
Maybe Louisville, Notre Dame, he was bad. I mean, his stint is the... I forgot he was even at Auburn for, what, a year or two.
Yeah.
He's been... At this point, I feel like he's coached just about everywhere.
He's proven all he's going to prove at this
point. I think so. But it is interesting. Like, the only place he really was, like, really good was here.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, moving on to 5-5. Obviously, tomorrow is early signing day. Any specific surprises or maybe guys not high on the radar that we might end up with from – what you think?
Well, I mean, I think Georgia definitely wants Dylan Gabriel. They've been out there to visit him a couple of times, including like the day after the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to get the sense, and I'm sure the coaches probably felt like this, you know, this day could be coming with Fields.
Right.
And I suspect that he's going to stay on the team through this bowl game that – I mean, Kirby's going to be putting a hard sell on him to see if he can't get him to change his mind.
I think I read somewhere that, because obviously we know that Fields put in this portal request on Friday, and I think Georgia hosted two already committed quarterbacks over the weekend, if I remember right.
Right.
I don't know who they were. I don't know if their names were released.
Well, there's a kid from the state who's going to A&M.
Right.
You know, maybe he would be someone Georgia could get in there and flip. I mean, that's one thing Kirby's had a knack for.
Flipping guys.
Yeah, flipping guys committed to, like, high-profile programs. I mean, Justin Fields being one of them.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the main attractions tomorrow of guys who aren't already committed are Trey Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's supposed to announce at, like, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
N'Kobe Dean would be another. I mean, Dylan Gabriel obviously is certainly on everybody's radar now, but I mean Sanders is a biggie because Georgia's got the one verbal from Kenny McIntosh,
right?
And that's it at running back with Emory gone and going to LSU now,
right?
So and I know Sanders has been putting stuff out there in the last week or so and his social media about, you know, any room left in that Georgia class. And I don't know. My part of me, like, worries if he's just not sort of like playing a big recruiting game and it's like a con.
Yeah, it's not going to be the first time.
He wants to get everyone excited.
Should we take this opportunity to tell everybody, please don't tweet at recruits tomorrow?
Oh, really?
No matter what they do.
Oh, I like doing that, though. You're not allowed to do that?
You shouldn't. Oh. I'll say that much. I can't believe you picked that team. And
what about if you're like a recruit's age? Like, I feel it's not inappropriate for you to tweet at a recruit.
You know, I just don't do it. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, for like, yeah. Adults are like, it's like you look at the way some people and realize, right, like, these are like grown-ups, the way they've reacted to Justin Fields.
Right, you've got people in their 40s and 50s, you know, going after Justin Fields for this personal decision that he's making.
Oh, I mean,
that hasn't even been confirmed.
Yeah, no,
yet.
I mean, Twitter is a war zone.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just look at some of these guys that are signing with high-profile programs. When the announcement comes, you're just going to see the hate in all the tweets below it. So,
I like going on the 960 The Ref, at 960 The Ref, and tweeting recruits. I'm just kidding. I guess
if you're doing it anonymously, that's different.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
I play it safe and I don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that. But hey, come and join us at the Blind Pig Tavern tomorrow.
Yes,
on the east side. We'll be there. In fact, Sam and I will be there from 6 to 10 on the morning show, and then I'll be there from 4 to 7 with Jeff.
Got a busy day.
Tomorrow afternoon and evening. So looking forward to that. And it's just like the February signing day, which now this is signing day tomorrow. They'll have the breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
They'll have a full bar loaded and ready to go tomorrow morning. That all starts at 8 a.m. You could get some Bloody Marys, some Man-Moses, they call them. But that breakfast buffet, definitely the star of the show in the morning at the Blind Pig.
That's funny. Okay. Now, these final two questions in the 5 at 5 are related to the same topic.
Okay.
So, if Justin Fields does indeed transfer out of Georgia, it will make, let's see, 9 consecutive years that a top 2 recruited quarterback transfers from the school that they originally went to.
Right.
Can you name, year by year, each of those quarterbacks going backwards?
No, I will not be able to name all of them. I can name some of them. Okay. I mean, Eason would be one.
Eason would be one.
Hunter Johnson would be one.
Hunter Johnson would be one.
That kid from Notre Dame to Gunnar Keel, I think was his name.
Gunnar Keel. So I'm trying to keep count here. You had Johnson. You had
Johnson from not from, but Eason.
Eason.
Gunnar Keel.
Gunnar Keel. We talked about one of these guys earlier.
Was Murray one?
Murray was not one.
He was not one. We talked about one earlier. I mean, Mayfield wasn't one. Mayfield, he was like a walk on.
He was. You're getting warm though. Related to Mayfield, close to Mayfield. Well, not directly close to Mayfield, but near Mayfield.
I mean, Kelly Bryant wasn't one, was he?
No.
Okay.
Kyle Allen, Texas A&M.
Okay. Yeah, he ended up Houston.
He did. Jeff Driskel was another one.
Driskel was one?
Driskel was one. He ended his career at LA Tech.
Yeah. Now he's just picking up W's for the Bengals.
Right.
Will Greer wasn't one, was he?
I don't think he was. I'm trying to look up these. A guy named, let's see, Cruz. Guy who went to Alabama back in 2010.
Oh, was it Blake Barnett?
Blake Barnett was one of them. That was 2016. He got his job taken by Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Oh, I got one. A recent one would it be Patterson too, right? Shea Patterson.
Shea Patterson was one of them.
Okay. Because Patterson and Eason were like in the same class.
Yes. Back in 2010, a guy by the name of Philip Sims was the number one quarterback. Went to Alabama and ended up transferring to Virginia. Whew. I'd never even heard the name.
I don't remember
before.
Him at all. Like Driskel, I know. Keel, I know. Allen, remember him, Barnett, because he's at South Florida now, right?
He is.
So he's like transferred twice.
He went to Arizona State, and then he ended up at South Florida. And he actually played pretty well early in the season before he got injured.
They beat Tech.
Okay, I believe we're missing one.
And then Eason Patterson and then Johnson. So
yeah, let me make sure. I think we're missing one. Let me look at the 2011. And no, we already got Driskel. So I think we nailed all those.
What about – wasn't there a guy from there was a kid from USC. I'm blanking on
Max Brown.
Him.
That's the last one. Max Brown. Yeah.
Because he left. He went to Pitt, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was. I think he was.
So he was one of them too, because he's the guy that got squeezed out by.
I'm looking at the 2011 rankings, and just below at number three in 2011 was Christian LeMay. Remember him? He was number three.
Yeah, I remember him.
As a pro style.
Wow.
Something you don't probably forgot.
Yeah. So, well, Fromm is the, not Fromm, but Fields.
Fields would be, if he does indeed transfer, be 2018, which leads me into my final question for the 5 at 5. If this trend continues in 2019, based off the rankings right now, you have Spencer Rattler, a pro style, going to Oklahoma. You have Jaden Daniels, a pro style, going to Arizona State. Let me make sure I didn't pick just pro style quarterbacks. Okay, I got that correct. Which one of those would be more likely to transfer, in your opinion?
Well, the dude going to Oklahoma.
Okay.
Because Fields is going to end up transferring there.
And then it's going to make Spencer Rattler. That's a fantastic name, by the way. It's going to make him transfer.
Because like, if you were Fields, like... Would you go to Oklahoma or Ohio State? Who would you? I mean, I guess Ryan Day is considered, you know, a young, you know, really bright offensive mind too. But I mean,
if Lincoln Riley stays around at Oklahoma, I can't say that's not lessly attractive.
Right. I mean, that's the, you know, certainly a big factor there. And I don't know how long you'd have. Because he's going to be getting ready for the playoff. That's December 29th, the last day of the – what is it usually – what would be Black Monday in the NFL would be the – would it be January
– it'd be
– or December 31st.
Eve, actually, yes.
Yeah.
So
– when NFL coaches start – although, I mean, Cleveland already has an opening, so –
it could be interesting if Oklahoma loses – their playoff game on the 29th, they're done. They've got nothing left to prepare for.
True. And they are going to lose that game.
What happens with Lincoln Riley?
That would be the thing you'd have to consider if you're planning on maybe transferring to Oklahoma, is you don't want to say you're transferring out there and then all of a sudden have Lincoln Riley gone.
We can't forget that this waiver thing could take a while. Well, he may not know an answer until March, April. Spring practice is coming on by then. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah, on whether or not he can play.
Right, because I mean, that's a big caveat of if he leaves early, if he can go and play right away somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, again, we agree he's probably going to win this case, but it could take a while to get the confirmation, like with Shea Patterson.
Maybe that would be something, too, if he, over the next, the course of the next couple of weeks, as Fields, you know, get some, I guess, legal advice or whatever and figures out, you know, what are my chances of being able to play in 2019? How good are they? And if he feels like, I've got a really strong chance of being able to play in 2019, then he would leave. But if not, maybe he does. Maybe he would say, all right, well, I'm going to be pretty much sitting anyway.
Yeah.
Stay at Georgia and, you know, maybe assess what Fromm's standing is at the end of the 2019 campaign.
Well,
you know, fresh off a national title victory for Georgia.
And we didn't think we were going to have anything to talk about before the Sugar Bowl.
Other than like, hey, is Georgia going to be motivated for the game?
We'll see.
Yeah. Now we got this Justin Fields saga, which is, I don't know, surprising yet, I mean, not. I felt like he'd probably stay this year and see at the end of 2019 how things were shaping up, but also the fact that he's deciding, it appears, to explore and probably end up leaving now is, I mean, certainly something I think that you could see coming. I mean, the way he answered that question when he was asked it after the SEC championship game.
I saw that. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing here.
All right, the 5 at 5 brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems. More than a system,
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.